Hello, beautiful people. Here is Explode Your Coaching Business podcast brought to you by gtex.org.uk. Growing together exponentially. I'm your host, the one and the only, Simone Vincenzi, and this is the podcast for coaches, speakers, and trainers that are ready to grow their businesses by making an impact in the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Explode Your Coaching Business Training. For more information, make sure you visit www.gtex.org.uk/start. As you know, every now and then I interview the incredible GTEX members, and today I have the pleasure to interview Dario Cucci, Serve and Sell Master Coach. Now, Dario has over 20 years of experience as he has worked with many companies internationally on improving their communication strategy, from acquisition to retention to back-end phone sales, selling event tickets, as well as high-end coaching program. He has done it all. Now, he works with businesses to show them how to improve sales through building genuine relationship with their customers. Today, we will talk about why automation is killing businesses, how to stand out from the crowd, how to get your customers to fall in love with you and buy more from you. So this is going to be 30 minutes full of golden nuggets. Make sure you stay until the end, and right now, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any other episode. If you want to reach out to me with your questions, telling me how great I am, telling me how much you love my sexy voice, you can email me at simone@gtex.org.uk. That goes straight into my inbox. And with that, let's start the music. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode number 28 of Explode Your Coaching Business Show. Today I'm here with Dario. How are you, Dario?
I am great, thanks. How are you, Simon?
I am incredibly well, thank you very much. So this whole idea about delivering great customer service, delivering great relationship with your clients, how did that start for you? Because I know that a lot of companies now are looking at automate everything, and the answer for everything is automation, but yeah. Actually, you say the opposite. So how did you start and why?
Well, I mean, my favorite say is always automation kills the business, you know? So because it ultimately kills the communication between the customer and you with the company. So where I got started is when I was living in Australia and working there, I saw that a lot of small to medium businesses implement automation the incorrect way by just basically getting everything automated down to even customer service support with a ticketing system. And often it ended up causing more work for the company than less because of miscommunication. People misunderstood something, then they rang up, they were upset, they ended up complaining about something that wasn't relevant simply because they misunderstood the message that was sent to them with an automated email.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I observed was that the relationship between the business owner and, say, the customer over time just basically lost on trust, because when everything you do is sending emails, the customer will not read all those emails that you send. So what happens over time, they will lose trust. They will have no loyalty to you, so they actually go to another company in hoping that they will be better, yeah. Which often is not the case. And that's how I got started, and that's how I got into it, because one of the things that I do with my clients and even if, when working with them, I have a follow-up strategy, build a relationship. I hardly use automation to actually communicate with them. When I send them an email, it's mostly handwritten, I'd say.
Right.
And if there is anything important, I actually make phone calls, because it's just a better way of actually communicating than.
I have a question now, because you know, a lot of people now that we have social media, we can get in touch with our customers on social media, we can get in touch via email. They are not used to pick up the phone, like old school days, right? And
yeah, exactly.
What would you say to a person who actually is not is not used to picking up the phone. How do they start on making that phone call? And also, is there any specific time of the day when people can make that phone call? Because I think that I remember hearing some of my clients saying, are you not going to annoy people in this way?
Oh, that's such, you know, I mean, to be honest, I get annoyed by messages from Facebook and Twitter. You know, you get those notifications all the time. I just had one now. And I get annoyed by that because it always gives that like sound when you have the phone on. But I don't think you will annoy people. I believe you actually will, when you get on the phone and you talk to the person, they will appreciate that you call them instead of just sending them a text message or a social media message. And if you call at an inappropriate time, they will let you know. So don't worry about that. So, and the thing about that is, we've been inundated with automation through emails, through texts, through everything. And with the social media, it's the same. So the thing about that is that we, it's a different way of communicating. I say everything to do with social media and SMS texts or emails is a one-way communication street.
Yeah.
So it means that you're just giving them the info. You have no idea what they received on the other end. Whilst when you're on the phone and you're talking to them, it gives you the opportunity to check in to make sure that they understood what you wanted to tell them. So you can go, did you get that? Or do you have any questions? You cannot do that in an email, social media, text, or an SMS. It's just not possible. So that's the other thing. And the best way to go about it is improve your communication skills. I mean, this is the thing that I do with my clients. I teach them how to improve the communication skills when they see me either in person, live at a seminar, or when they have one-on-one coaching with me, or even if they're one of the online coaching groups that I hold. So I actually teach them how to do that so that they don't need to feel limited and fearful of actually picking up the phone and making that phone call and building a relationship with their customers.
And this is why I love what you do, Dario, because you really need to have those communication skills in life. Because there is a difference between the person that people want to be with all the time and being the person that people don't want to be with. And as a business owner, in particular as a coach or a speaker, you want to be the person that people are gravitating around. You want to be like that center. And if you don't have those great communication skills, that will not happen. And that's something that I've highly invested as well in the beginning of my career. And I was very lucky to have worked in more than 8 years in restaurants, because being a waiter, that would give me those communication skills I needed. And so
absolutely.
Now, Dario, if I know that you made like more than a million for when you were working in Australia for the companies you were working with, just using this system. And I remember you telling me a story of people that even when you left the company, they wanted to talk to you. So which it really explains, is a great example on why this model is very powerful. But let's say I am a coach, I'm a speaker, I am starting out. I don't know how to make that phone call. Do you have, for example, like a structure that you teach to your clients on making their first phone call, or maybe being aware of the kind of information that you want to receive from your clients, that you want to know about your clients?
Well, I mean, if you are in the coaching industry, or even if you're a personal trainer, it's very important to, you know, practice those skills in communication. And if you are not really good at it, make a habit of changing that and start to learn and implement. And yes, I do have a strategy. I mean, one of the strategies that I told one of my clients in Australia, she is a marketing consultant, and she actually came to me and said to me, look, I have per month, I get about 1 to 2 clients, if that, And quite often it takes a long, long time for me to get those clients, because what I do is I first do the phone call, then I arrange the meeting, then I end up talking to them at the meeting, then I make a proposal, then I do a follow-up call. So it takes a lot of time. Yeah. And one of the biggest reasons that she had, which held her back to convert more clients, even though she was very experienced in her field, is because she never really got to that point to actually ask for the close, so for the money, yeah, to get the customer to confirm. She always left that open. And so after we practiced that throughout through the session we had on Skype for like 1.5 hours, I explained to her what she needed to change. She applied that strategy, and within 1 week, she got 5 new clients. So it's simple, but it's complex, I always say, because each person has a different weakness within their speaking pattern. So some people are really good at building relationships, but not good at selling.
Yeah.
And other people are really great at selling, but not good at building the relationship. So when I work one-on-one with people, I actually listen to their speaking pattern and the way they talk, and then I coach them to improve that. And it's not complicated, but it's complex, as I always say.
So let's say I am one of those people that, because a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, I know that they are great in building a relationship, but most of the time they struggle with the close. So is there any script that you can give them, or something, or maybe not a script, but something that you found that was useful that can help them to close more sales, just listening to this podcast?
Well, I don't like script, because they limit you in your behavior and the authenticity that you bring along, you know. So what I normally say to clients that I coach with is, if you were to want to improve that, you know, give me a call or set up a Skype session with me. But if you just want to have a framework, the framework that I normally go with is, ask the customer quality questions. So when you get on that phone call and you introduce yourself and they are open to actually talking to you and wanting to know what's it all about and all of that, then ask quality questions throughout the phone call. Such as, you know, if you're a coach, is if you were to have a private coach that can help you overcome your obstacles, what is the one obstacle that you want to change right now in your life?
Okay.
That's a quality question, because in that sense, it puts it back to the customer or to the client to go, oh, I never thought about that. But, you know, that's a great question. And then they'll tell you. And that is just one way. And then the other thing is, you need to outline the value and the benefits of what you're offering is, because otherwise they don't know any different. They have no idea on how to compare your service to somebody else's service. They need to experience that. And so you need to say, for instance, I'm giving an example of a personal training business. The personal trainer has a customer on the phone, and the personal trainer goes, I can help you get healthier. That is, well, that's great, but I have no clue what that will do for me.
Exactly. It's not specific at all.
Exactly. But that's how coaches sometimes are. Oh, you will have a better lifestyle. What does that look for me? What does, you know? And so instead of saying that, he will go, so what is the goal for you as, you know, if you were to work out with me and improve your eating lifestyle, what would be the goal? Client will say, I want to lose fat to get my 6-pack back for summer. Then the personal training can go, okay, so here is what I actually do. I will give you an eating plan so you can improve your eating habits and you know exactly what to shop for when you go into the grocery store. Furthermore, when we train, I will actually show you step by step which training exercise you need to do, how you need to do it so you get the best results possible, burn the most calories and the most body fat, and also build muscle. And that's how you get your 6-pack. Does that make sense to you? The client will go, yes. Okay, so this is what is different from me to other personal trainers. It will individually design and train you as its best fit for your body and for your health. I won't go with a standard program, and we will keep it fun, and you will have a variety of things to do, and you will actually enjoy the training with me.
Wow.
So that's how I'm different from the other trainers that just give you a standard training and don't really care. And all of a sudden, this person goes, oh, I want this.
I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying in particular in always telling your clients what is different about the things that you do. What is different about the things that you do? Because as you said before, they don't have a frame of reference. They might have experienced other trainings before, or they might have not. But you having expressing that will already, first of all, will make you an expert in your industry because you know what's in the around, and also they can see what you stand for. They can connect with your values. They can connect with you the way you work. So I think that this is a very powerful way. So for every personal trainer who is listening right now, make sure that you like write down what Dario said, because it was gold. It was absolute gold. And now, Dario, I have another question about customer service, because you're really big in customer service and making sure that your customer is served well. So what do you see right now, which is happening like commonly, that you know that doesn't work? It actually breaks relationship with clients.
Well, the common thing that happens these days with coaches, personal trainer, or even coaching companies that have that are doing really, really well, is that at the front end, they always present themselves like being the stars of the show. Of course, everything seems to be perfect and flash. And at the back end, quite often what happens is the relationship of looking after the customer is being non-existent. They will just put the customer on an automated system, and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
They will not actually make an effort to call to see how you're going, if you're struggling with anything, if you need help with anything special. I mean, I spend thousands of pounds for coaching and mentoring with some of the bigger companies out there, and their customer service is really, really bad. And so I need to literally go back to them and tell them how to do their jobs, and I'm not getting paid for it. And it's ridiculous. So, and the other thing is they have very strict terms and conditions. And so for the customer to really get treated fairly, the customer then needs to fight really hard. Sometimes he wins, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
And depending on the decision, that can really determine the long-term relationship. And coaches most often don't know how to handle a difficult customer or a customer that needs more attention. So instead of actually looking after the customer, they just leave it and in the hope that the problem will disappear, which will not be the case. Instead, what will happen is the problem becomes bigger. And so by the time the customer will ask for a refund, the customer is so annoyed and so angry with the way it's been happening that it's very hard for them to convince otherwise not to get a refund and to win them back and get their loyalty back. So that's a common mistake that most companies make, because here's the thing, one unhappy customer tells at least 9 to 15 people.
Yep.
So if you are a startup company, you don't want that to happen, because that can mean that you're finished with your business. So, and the other thing is, I mean, research has shown that 55% of existing customers would rather pay a little bit more but have better customer service. So it's one of the major issues why customers leave a company is bad customer service.
Yeah. So that's it. And this is what I love about, because for example, with GTEX, we have put a lot of effort in making sure that our clients can always have a point of content, can always know who is that can help them, and be a real person behind that. But when we started, it wasn't this way. Why? Because it was just me or just Ben, and we're it was difficult to manage that process. So let's say I'm a coach or a speaker and I'm starting out right now. How do I, and I don't have a budget for hiring someone 24/7 who can answer all my customers' problem, or maybe I have only few customers right now. So what would you recommend to someone who is starting out to really start on the right track? Because there is always a starting point. I believe that you don't have to wait up until things get perfect. You can always start somewhere. So where would you suggest for people to start?
Well, the first thing any coach, personal trainer, or small business needs is a CRM. And by that, I mean a client relationship management system, which basically allows you to track the conversations and tasks that you have every day to do to build your business. It does not need to be something expensive. It can be something that costs you that's maybe free or costs you between 10 to 20 pounds a month, you know, when you start out. And when you learn to track all of that on an everyday basis, where whom you called, know what kind of notes you need to take down in the system on and leave behind on the customer data, and you do the appropriate tasks, that is the first step to actually get started and learn how to implement a CRM when you have people that work with you. Because what sometimes happens is people will put in abbreviations they only understand and not the owner of the business. And so then a lot of miscommunication happens and the customer needs to repeat their story whenever they call, because it has not been left in the system the correct way. So if they do those two things and they learn how to implement that, then they're very well set up in actually having a system in place to look after their customers.
Do you have any system that you can recommend for people to start with? Because I remember I have one which was called Insightly when I started. Mm-hmm. And I think that was free to start, and then now it's paid for about $8 a month. And that was a game changer for my business. Now we're using Fusionsoft. But for someone who's starting out, I wouldn't recommend using Fusionsoft. It's just too expensive for someone starting out. You can go with the other that are really as effective at a lower price. So one is Insightly. Do you have any other CRM that you would recommend or that you use yourself or used in the past for the businesses you have been consulting?
I used Salesforce, I used Infusionsoft, I used internal software that had been designed by the companies. I also used small ones like the Nimble CRM is great for social media. If you do a lot of social media, Nimble is actually not bad. I think it costs about £20 a month.
Nimble.
Then Insightly, I think, is a great solution, like you said. I mean, just having something like that is a good one. What else? I've been approached by a person that has designed and their own software, CRM software for small businesses. Mm-hmm. So I'm testing out that right now. And ultimately, it really depends on your size of the company. Do you have one employee? Do you have 5 to 10 employees? Because each one of the things that I always look is how practical is the system that's being used, mm-hmm. and what's the cost involved. Now, if you're a small business owner with 5 people, I think in slightly that you said will be actually quite cost effective because it's not that expensive per user. But if you have more than 10 people and a complex structure, then it might not be the right fit for you. So right. One thing that I do when I work with business owners, I look at their structure and what is most highest priority to them. Because let's say you use social media a lot, then Nimble might be better than Insightly. But if you are more about staying in touch with your customer and you're one person plus maybe out have another person assist you, then Insightly, for instance, will be good enough. You don't need Nimble if you don't want to focus on social media. So that's, and then basically what I normally do is I actually sit down with them, show them how to implement it the correct way, and teach them the communication strategy to build a relationship with their customers and make more sales.
Perfect. And I know that you have a book coming up, Dario, which is Yes. Turn Your Customers into Profits. Can you tell That's us correct. More about the book and what people can expect by reading that, and also when it's going to be launched?
Well, there will be a pre-launch during the next 2 weeks, which will be, you know, the ebook will be coming out. So basically the digital version of the book. And the book is all about how what's been happening over the last 15 to 20 years in the industry when it comes to customer service, and how people can, with their own business, improve that. And not only that, but also I share with them some of my personal experiences that I had in dealing with big companies as well, as in regards to my own experience to when it comes to sales, because it hasn't always been easy for me to make sales.
Yeah.
So the book is also a reference to how, even if you're not good at sales, you can become an expert in selling when you care about your customers and you ask the right questions. I give them some examples how to overcome objections, how to shift their mindset, so to really be confident when actually picking up the phone. I share experiences that I had with some of the companies that helped me deal with it, and then what needs to change in order for the companies to be improved. And that's just a few of the things that I'm going to talk about. I talk about why I don't like the aggressive sales strategy, which is often done by call centers and even like small business owners that think to be aggressive is the best way to actually close someone. So those are just some of the things that I'm sharing in this book.
Wow, it looks like a book full of golden nuggets. So we're going to make sure that we'll put the link as well when the book is ready to release. Now, Dario, if there is one last tip that you want to leave our listeners with, something that can really help transform their business, something practical, something that can listen to this right now, implement it, and get results, what would you share?
Well, they should get in contact with me because what I'm doing is I do a 20 to 30 minute sales breakthrough session with them on Skype for free.
Yep.
And they will be sent the book, and then I can actually help them, give them just one tip on a practical level that is individually designed for them that can apply for their business. Because I think every business is different, every business owner is different. So depending on what it is that they want, I can actually do that for them. And the other tip that I would say is, like I said in the beginning of the interview, ask quality questions, get to know your customers. And then at the end, make sure that you outline what the customer will not get if they don't actually go with you. So besides outlining the benefits, what will happen if they don't actually take action? And then remind them of the benefits and offer them a great deal when they actually sign up with you, something that they normally wouldn't get if they were to do it online through your website or anything like that. So either make it easy for them to make a decision, make the thing a no-brainer.
I love what you said about getting them to outline the benefits and what will happen if they don't work with you, and the benefits of what will happen if they work with you, and also give them a great deal. Make it easy for them to say, hell yeah, you are the right person to work with. I want to work with you. So Dario,
yeah, exactly.
It's been an incredible interview. Thank you very much for being here for episode number 28. Of Explode Your Coaching Business Show. Guys, make sure that you get in touch with Dario, and as well as subscribe to our podcast if you haven't subscribed yet, so you don't miss any other.
Yeah. Now, before we go, I just want to let you know, for anybody that listens to the podcast, just visit my website, dariocucci.com. and enter your details for your free discovery and sales breakthrough session with me, and automatically you will also get the free book as well, okay?
Oh, wow, that's brilliant. So you get also free book as a listener to the podcast. How amazing is that? All right, guys, thank you very much for watching this episode and listening to this episode on Explode Your Coaching Business Show. See you next week. Ciao.
Thanks, Simon.